morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning, listening or viewing the Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi. Welcome to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. I'm probably peeking a bit. I'm trying to fix my volume here. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. And with me today is none other than Punchy. Hi, Punchy. Yeah. It's okay. You can say hi. They don't bite much. I mean, you can see him. He's just, you know, kind of just sitting there. And he's got more squirrel moments than anything. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live and join us. It's a wonderful time. We got lots of cool things to do. Trust me. I got... Whoa. What was that? Screwing things up already. The nerve. Come on into the chat room. It'll be fun. I'm in there. Punchy's in there. We got the guys from Tattoos and Touchdowns are still in there, but I'm sure they'll be off doing their own thing in a little while. They might. Whatever. So come on in. Have some fun with us. Ah, it's Sunday.
It is. It's about an hour before game time.
Yeah. We got lots of football going on. My Jets don't play until 4, I think.
Yeah, and because of that game, I won't be able to watch the 49ers game without going to first row.
Boo! Actually, you know, I can feel your pain. All right, now you're Jersey, so they're going to show Jets and Giants no matter what. Okay, but up here in New England, we have this little problem called the New England Patriots. And if you don't have the New York channels,
you get
the Patriots. But here's the thing. Here's the one thing that pisses me off the most.
What's that?
About Sunday football. Let's say the Jets are playing at 4. Okay?
All right.
Pats played at 1. Makes sense. Right. No conflict. You can choose either or. The Hartford channel of CBS
won't play,
never airs it. I'm like, it's Sunday football. How can you not be airing a football game? They'll completely take it off the schedule, or they'll throw on another game from across the country.
Like, and that's the thing I don't. Oh wow, look at that. There's no game for the CBS early block. Because Tampa Bay and New England is on Fox.
See?
So, and in Miami, there's no late game because there's a Dolphins game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This is the type of stuff that broadcast television does. And this is the reason why I would say, I'll give a good percentage of maybe 80% of the people now have satellite or direct, you know, either Dish Network or DirecTV, so they can get the NFL Sunday Ticket through DirecTV, and they can watch it whenever they want.
It's rare that we don't get a game.
Yeah.
I mean, in my area, because A, it's number one media market, so they're going to have something playing.
Mm-hmm.
There's two teams, and usually they play at the same times.
Yes.
So... And I believe they are in this case too. They've both got a 4 o'clock start.
Which and they'll choose one or the other.
Yeah, because there's so many people, it's such a diverse fan base.
Yeah. That,
like, you know, it's just weird. But then stupid, like, again with the New England thing, there's no other game because of the Patriots game.
Right.
That makes zero sense.
It's stupid.
I get they don't want to compete with the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't want to compete with the home team, but not everyone in that area are Patriots fans.
Well, that's the thing. That's the cool thing I love about football. Okay.
Wait, where do you live?
I actually live in Hartford County, which is in Connecticut. It's, you know, Hartford's the capital. So I'm no joke about, I would say 20 minutes from Hartford. Okay.
All right.
So I'm 45 minutes to an hour from the New York border on one of the main highways here. Okay. Takes me a half hour to get to my parents' house. Yeah. They're on the other side of the state, but I'm kind of like right in the middle.
Right. For the early game, you get the Jet games for the late game.
Yeah, the Jets is at 4, but you guys will get it.
Yeah, we usually do. Again, we get both games no matter what, like, because they never have the blackout rule, like it doesn't apply, because no matter how shitty the Jets or Giants can be, they still buy the tickets.
Yeah.
And, like they've kind of painted themselves into corners as fans, because they're like, especially for the Giants, there's such a long waiting list for a Giants game.
Mm-hmm.
No one will ever refuse their season tickets.
Right.
It just won't happen because that, like, they know that if they give up their tickets now, season tickets now, they won't get the season tickets back when the team.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And a lot of them say, like, oh, yeah, we sit through the bad years. Yeah, because you pretty much forced yourself to. Because so many of you don't care and will just buy the tickets blindly. Like, it's almost impossible to hurt the owner through their wallet.
Let's see. What channel? I'm trying to figure out the call letters. I think it's WFSB is CBS up here for me. And it just brings me to the damn Eyewitness News.
Eyewitness News.
There's that news van again.
Yeah, but I'm looking, like, this area is getting Houston at Baltimore.
What?
For the early game for CBS, and the late game is for my area is Buffalo at Jets, because that's
because you're in the New York, New Jersey area, so they're gonna go with the home team.
That's going to be such a...
It's going to be what?
I'm being sarcastic now.
No, I didn't hear you because you were cutting out.
That's it's going to be such a barn burner.
Oh, sure.
It's not going to be good like Indianapolis at San Francisco at all. Which
let's
is,
see.
By the way, on like 90% of the country. What the shit? Really? Like, it's on the 506... the map for the CBS late games, It's 90% red, except for the Seahawks and Jaguars areas. Those are green for the Jaguars and Seahawks beating that's going to happen.
Oof.
And then the New York area plus a little area by like Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio for some reason. Like, it's always weird. You look at the map, there's that little splotch of area that you wouldn't think has fans of certain teams, and that's the game they...
Well, and that, you know, that's what I think really pisses me off about the way broadcast television runs things. You know, there were a few times that last season, I'm like, the Jets are playing at 4. Fantastic. I can watch the game. I got nothing to do. I don't have to go to work. Infomercials.
Yeah, I hate when that happens too. It's the worst.
And football is the only sport, and this is, anybody can back me up on this. Football is the only sport where 100% of their fans are from all over the country for every single team.
Yep.
For certain players, some people just like the colors of the team. Some people just like the team, or their parents were fans of the team, and then they moved to another state, and they were, you know, just following in their parents' footsteps and following the team no matter what. through thick and thin, and then their kids like that team or whatever. Yeah, I know people here in Connecticut who love the Raiders. That's on the other side of the freaking country.
Well, I'm a 49ers fan in New Jersey, so yeah. I know that.
Exactly. And
oh my god! Look at the late game or the game for Fox. Giants at Carolina is the game. All right, I get it, Giants. But it's 2-0-2 teams. When you've got Green Bay at Cincinnati,
huh?
You've got Detroit at Washington could be Arizona at New Orleans, which is suddenly better.
Mm-hmm.
Looks suddenly better than it did before, and Atlanta at Miami is the late game.
Hmm. Interesting. Let's see here. Now I'm a DirecTV subscriber. They do not sponsor the show. They should, since I am a customer there, those bastards. But I'm pulling up CBS in my network, okay? And I just want on TV. They updated their app on their phones. I'm like, can't see shit. But if I put
Western Echo, and Hammy is a Fudge Bears fan. Figure that out. Oh, hi, by the way. Hi, Western Echo.
Hi.
Western Echo broadcasting from a mile or two from me.
And he's more than welcome to come on the show if he wants. Let's see here.
It's tough enough getting him to talk on Brainstew.
True.
Oh, wonderful. So I just read that Alden Smith may be entering rehab.
Whoops.
Because he may have... Well, Friday, since we're talking football, I might as well bring this story up. Friday, he crashed his car and was arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Yes.
And I guess there was marijuana found in the car. But they didn't... But the arrest was for a suspicion of DUI, which is making me think that someone else fessed to the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Which, let's face it, a lot of these NFL players, even if it's theirs, one of their buddies will take the fall because there's less money lost for the friend taking the rap, and the friend will probably get paid anyway when the guy gets more money.
Right.
But, holy shit.
I just want to see the goddamn schedule. That's all I want.
The schedule for today?
Yeah, for CBS on my phone, because you know, DirecTV, Comcast, FiOS—they're all different, you know.
What's your phone provider?
I don't have a home phone.
I mean, cell phone.
Verizon.
Oh, they've got the NFL app.
Yeah, but I want to look on it on my DirecTV, because that will tell me if they'll be playing the game or not. So I want to look at the actual schedule, and since they changed their app, it's really hard to find things.
Wait, so you're trying to find out which channel the Jets game's on?
Yeah, well, I know by me what channel it's on, but on my phone,
you want to know what the DirecTV channel would be?
Yeah, let me. Pull this up on my wonderful computer here. Because I can just look up my channel listing online. Mwah. I just figured, hey, I would make it simple. Schedule.
I might have found a site that can check that. DirecTV, Sunday ticket schedule.
Mm-hmm. I have it right here. And that tells me, you know, whatever channel is what, it tells me their standard or their HD channel, but that's just for the NFL Sunday ticket. But I want the regular channel lineup.
All right. I do have the channels for the Jets game on Sunday ticket. It will be 7:14.
Yes. And that's for the Sunday ticket. If you have the Sunday ticket. Now the Sunday ticket, any new customer, they get it free, no matter what.
Are you a new customer?
I am not a new customer. I've had them for quite some time. I just want the damn TV schedule. That's all I want.
Yeah, I got this. I got it right here. What time and what channel?
Yeah, I want my area for network TV. Yeah, exactly. Which is why I don't watch a lot of network TV.
No, yeah. With the exception of football, who really watches network TV? Because if there's really any network, everyone's just going to wait.
Yeah. It's pretty much what it's going to be. Let's see. No, I don't want to watch DirecTV. I just want my god. Just give me my. There we go. Programming.
But like, I have that problem all the time because I'm a 49ers fan, and
right.
It's just hard to watch a game in my area for the most part because they're on the other side of the country.
Right.
And well, now they're good. So, I mean, that just means I get to see the games more often.
Right.
On the TV as opposed to on the computer.
Right.
But there's still a lot of there's still a lot of weeks where, oh hey, I get to have to go to a computer and have a million pop-ups come up just so I can watch the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It's ridiculous. Fortunately, next week they play the Thursday night game, so I get to see that.
Excellent.
And then it's like Thursday night and then Sunday night.
I just want to know what the freaking... It's all I want. All I want. I just want the damn programming schedule. That's it. I know it's out there.
Yeah. Man.
That's all I want. Okay. I found it. All right. This is for today. Okay, we've got the 1 o'clock game.
All right.
And then we have stupid video playing. See, now with this, it says that they're going to be playing football at 4:15. But that's all they're saying. They're not saying what team is playing.
And that's a big but.
The big but. But it doesn't tell you what team is playing. So I could get any game, any team.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the one thing I do not like about network television. Well, there's a lot of stuff I don't like about network television.
One of the many things.
Yeah. I mean, excuse me.
Let's face it, there's a lot of things to not like about network TV.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, commercials is one thing. Nobody watches TV with commercials anymore. That's what DVR is for. But it's also the numerous television shows that are coming out. And each year, we get so many shows that some either just bite the bullet or some become really big hits, which is great.
But then sometimes...
Yeah. My Skype just crashed or is crashing. Let me call you on my other Skype.
All right.
Hold on. That was weird. Let me pull him up here. Let me give him a call. There we go. Get him. We'll get Punchy back. We'll get Punchy back. Yeah, it's what we do. It's what we do. Sorry for the problems. We always have tech problems. Now he's not answering. Maybe it was his Skype. Maybe it was his Skype. Ooh. Answer the phone!
I'm back.
There we are. Much better. Yeah, the computer that I had you on just decided to say, we don't like you.
It decided it was going to eat like 20 or 40 dicks.
Yeah, pretty much. JT says hi.
Hi, JT.
He wanted me to say hi and let everybody know that he misses everybody. So JT says hi. My biggest gripe with broadcast TV is all these new TV shows. I do have the fall television preview. I've been trying to get to it for 2 weeks, and I want to get to it now because I watched Sleepy Hollow.
How is that?
I loved it. It's a different spin on the tale of Sleepy Hollow, but I kind of like where they're going with it right now. It was really dark for something on Fox, I think it is. I think it's on Fox. It's
What do you mean by dark?
Well, since you asked, I'm kind of surprised. You know, you have shows like Fringe, best Hannibal.
Show on network TV so far that I've seen is Community.
Which, great show. Very great show. I don't watch it, but I know it's a great show. But I'm really surprised that Fox picked up a show based off of the Sleepy Hollow legend where there's a lot of killing and blood. Yeah, I mean, it's in the 9 o'clock hour. So I'm really surprised that they have a show based off a guy killing people by chopping their heads off. And they don't show it, but they will show the body with the head on the ground and blood everywhere.
That's actually, oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm like, wow.
You know what I started watching last night? I mean, the season already ended, but I downloaded it and started watching it. Bates Motel.
Yeah, I've had it on the DVR. I haven't even gotten to it yet. But that's it. That's on AMC.
Yeah. No, it's A&E.
Oh, A&E. Yeah, sorry. But you know what? Those type of channels, I applaud them for what they're doing.
Yeah, like those cable channels are doing fantastic TV. And
yeah.
What's weird is seeing the sheriff being played by Mayor Garcia from the Dark Knight trilogy. And the chick from The Departed playing Miss Norma Bates.
Yeah. And she plays, it's a great role for her.
Yeah.
It really is.
Does.
I mean,
I didn't get to this character. This character hasn't shown up yet. He's added for season two. But Kenny Johnson was added to season two.
Oh, really?
He, for those who don't know, that's Olem from The Shield.
Ah, yes.
Everybody in The Shield has been in every major drama since the end of The Shield.
Yep.
It's almost a prerequisite. And then those who watched Alias, Michael Vong. Michael Vartan is the name, but Michael Vong is the character name from Alias.
Right.
He's going to be on season two of Bates Motel.
Hmm. Makes you wonder if J.J. Abrams might have a hand in that.
And then someone else was added to Bates Motel season two. But she wasn't in much. Like, the one of those women who are like a bit role in a lot of shows,
right?
Except for Jonas and Hung.
Okay.
Oh wait. Oh, okay. I think I know who that. All right. Yeah, she was a long term cast member for.
Western Echo just said this. Actually, Fox lets shows get away with a lot more than other networks, which is true. It is true, but Fox is also very known for, canceling good shows.
Yeah, they're known for canceling shows when they shouldn't be canceled and not canceling shows when they should have been canceled.
Yeah, you know, like Alcatraz. I loved Alcatraz. I couldn't wait to see where they were going with it. And they left you hanging.
Here's the best example of Fox being shitty to TV shows that were good. Mm-hmm. Firefly.
Firefly, absolutely. Oh, Firefly. My birthday, everybody knows my birthday was Thursday. First.
Happy birthday again, by the way.
Thank you very much. Everybody who left a message on my personal Facebook wall, thank you. I would love to say thank you to each and every one of you one by one, but when you have over 400 messages saying happy birthday, it's really hard to do that. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. And thank you for coming out and partying with me on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I got some really cool stuff. I got the new Star Trek on Blu-ray.
Ooh.
I watched the behind the scenes and everything. That's just the type of guy I am. I love watching that stuff.
Remember, Fox was also the show that... Now, granted, these shows, they canceled right away, but still, they greenlit them.
Yeah.
After canceling probably better shows, they greenlit Dynamite.
Which one?
Alan Gregory and Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The two biggest flops of the last 2 years in Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Cleveland's show got a chance, but that was never good out the gate.
And that had what, three seasons, four seasons, maybe more?
three or four seasons.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, The Critic only gets two seasons.
Which, that was ABC when that came out, I think, right?
The Critic was Fox.
It was Fox?
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen The Critic. I'm like, oh, okay.
The Critic was such a good animated show.
Yeah. Absolutely. But they, you know, they also canceled Family Guy.
But then they brought it back.
Because they were doing so well on Cartoon Network.
Well, it's more so the DVD sales.
Yeah, absolutely. Weston Echo, yeah, it's a matter of opinion. I still wanted to see where they were going with Alcatraz. You know, there was so much that they just didn't even get to touch on. So,
hey guys, remember that awesome show, The Mob Doctor?
You know, even the title of it, I'm like, no, I'm not, I don't really want to watch that.
The Mob Doctor got two seasons.
Yes.
Let me just point that out. The Mob Doctor got two seasons. Firefly got one season.
Firefly didn't even get a full season.
Yeah.
They got 13 episodes.
Mantis.
Mantis.
Which, for what it was pretty interesting.
Firefly, Dollhouse, Sarah Connor Chronicles. Absolutely. I love the Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Sarah Connor Chronicles got two seasons.
Yeah, but then they canceled it, and they left you hanging.
Two seasons, the same amount that the Mob Doctor got. Action only got one season.
Weston Echo also goes, Fox let go on for way too long, 24, House.
24, House, yep.
And there's multiple ones. There's multiple ones. But you have all these smaller shows. Like, yeah, I'm a big sci-fi guy. I loved the idea of Terra Nova.
You know, I want to go on to Terra Nova in a second, but I do want to bring up, too, that the George Carlin show got two seasons in Fox, at least.
Yep. At least.
Terra Nova, I didn't know what to think of that show. I hadn't never saw a full episode, and then they canceled it. By the time I was like, maybe I should check it out.
Well, it is on Netflix now, and they were trying to get a second season, and they wanted to bring it directly to Netflix, but they haven't been shopping it around. You know, the main actor has been going off and doing movies and everything. Which, hey, you know what? That's every person who goes into TV's dream. You know, the good thing about TV is if your show is good, you have steady work.
You know what surprises me is the fact that they're giving Bob's Burgers a chance.
Yeah, which I'm like,
No, but like Bob's Burgers, it's one of those, like, it's not for everybody.
Yeah. I do agree with Western Echo. He mentioned that he liked 24 and House. I loved 24. I loved House. 24... The only good thing about 24 was it was a full season that took place in real time in one day, which is very, very rarely done in broadcast television, ever. Anything running in real time aside from news, which even the news doesn't really run in real time. But what they did with 24 was just fantastic. Everything was, this is done in real time.
You know what'll make me throw shit? If Brooklyn Nine-Nine gets two seasons.
Did that start? Because that's one of the new shows that's on the list that I have here.
Yeah, I don't think it started yet, but even the Mindy Project, which I've heard is just
awful.
Yeah.
Awful. And that's putting it nicely.
That gets a second season.
Yeah.
Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine apparently is receiving positive reviews from critics. Like it's got a 91% fresh.
Huh. Interesting.
So maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it's better than the trailer shows, because let's face it, the trailer is pretty awful.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if the Mindy Project is only successful because Mindy Kaling was from The Office.
Yeah, I can see that as being probably the only reason why it's successful.
Actually, then again, this show got positive critic reviews and TV critics, and the rest of the world thinks it's awful, yet it's still doing well enough to garner a second season.
Right.
And yet, oh God, just, you can make a laundry list of shows that they didn't give a chance to.
Let's see. Here's a new show that's coming out. The 100, which is coming out on CW. Nearly a century after a nuclear war has destroyed civilization, a spaceship sends 100 juvenile delinquents back to Earth to investigate the possibility of recolonizing. Based on the forthcoming Cass Morgan book of the same name.
So basically, MLR the movie.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, CW has had some pretty good shows. Now, I know Supernatural, I don't know if it's still on. I'm pretty sure it is, but you know, that should be nearing the end of its run. You know, it started around the same time as Smallville. Smallville was great, and now it's just, you know, it's the same stuff. It's the same stuff all over again. Then you got About a Boy, which will be coming out on NBC. Based on the Nick Hornby novel and Hugh Grant film. So you're basically taking another movie and bringing it to television.
Oh, boy. Look at this. And then Arrow is still running strong. Nikita's been going on since 2010, but I think that was kind of on the bubble.
Yep.
They're doing the Vampire Diaries because, again, vampire shows were like the big thing in 2009.
Don't mess with my vampires, please. They sparkle.
Oh boy.
Ugh.
That's right, they got a Beauty and the Beast show. And then they've got the Carrie Diaries.
Oh. Ugh. Douche chills.
Ugh. Oh, Sit is a show on the CW. Get it? It's supposed to be worded similar to Oh Shit.
Oh yeah. Kind of like Shit My Dad Says.
Yeah.
Which bombed.
Hardly.
Well, when it's a show based off of a Twitter feed.
I mean, the show wasn't that horrible.
But it wasn't that great.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Like, it could have gotten a second season chance.
Yeah, you know? Probably, but again, it's a sitcom. And don't get me wrong, I got nothing wrong with sitcoms, because I blatantly admit it, I love The Big Bang Theory. I do. It's corny jokes, but they're nerd jokes.
I did up until about season 3.
Yeah, so I still like it. Weston Echo, is Nikita on CW? I believe...
It is.
It is. I don't know if it's still on, though. Is it?
It is still on.
Yeah. Ever since Smallville went off the air, I don't watch the CW anymore.
I didn't even really care about Smallville until the last couple seasons when... they had Jeff Johns writing a lot of the scripts, and they started bringing in like characters from the comics.
Yeah, well, they were also doing that for a reason, okay? Because let's face it, as good as Man of Steel was, I have a lot of gripes with it. A lot of gripes.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's nitpicking just because I read the comics. I know Superman, you know, So it's nitpicking stuff. But Tom Welling has been shafted time and time again to play Clark Kent, Superman, on the big screen.
Yeah, but like the choice to play Clark Kent, Superman was a pretty good choice.
Absolutely.
Like if they had failed, because I mean I could picture them saying
he played the role great. He really did. But
I think what they wanted to do was avoid a connection with Smallville.
Yeah, which they brought Smallville into it anyway and destroyed the place. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean like the show Smallville.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. But at the same time, you're like, he's played the guy for 10 years. Give him a shot.
I don't know. I mean, again, I think it's the fact that they just wanted to go with someone else. They didn't want to make people think that it was like a spinoff of Smallville.
Yeah. Which is understandable.
Especially because Christopher Nolan's, as far as the comic movies are concerned, it's almost like he makes it so that no one can mess with his movies there.
Yeah.
Look at how the Dark Knight trilogy ended with him, Bruce, basically Batman.
Basically dying, yeah.
Yeah, but also leaving it so that they basically, if they want to continue, would have to cast Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Batman.
Not necessarily. They can cast him as Nightwing.
Or that, too.
See?
But, and that I didn't like, where they're just, oh, yeah, no, You should use a real name, Robin.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Like, really? Well,
what they should have done was given him the name Dick Grayson. Saying, oh,
there you go.
Like, that would have been even better. And you know what I think it was? They thought that no one was going to get it if they had said Grayson.
Us fanboys would have gotten it.
Most of the... first off, Dick Grayson is the most famous Robin.
Yes.
So people would have caught on that they were, you know, it was a reference to Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, Nolan decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to go with...
Just going to go with this, guys.
You know?
Just doing my show, guys. Fox has another one coming out, Almost Human.
Oh, boy.
With the action-packed buddy cop show is set in a future in which LAPD officers John Kenix, played by Carl Urban, are partnered with highly evolved human-like androids like Dorian, Michael Ealy.
Oh, God.
Fringe's J.H. Wyman and J.J. Abrams, Byron Burke are executive producers. So it's basically another J.J. Abrams show that's coming out. Could be hit or miss. You never know.
Well, he's got a good track record with TV. A better track record with movies, but a good track record with TV.
Yeah. Another show, Back in the Game, coming out on ABC, where Terry Gannon, a divorced single mother, moves in with her estranged father. A beer-swilling former baseball player, she reluctantly starts coaching her son's Little League team and is drawn back into the world of sports she vowed to leave behind.
What?
Yeah. That's from the writers of Las Vegas. I can see that one tanking. Bad Teacher.
Hey, what happened to Las Vegas? Was that canceled?
I think it got canceled. Let me see here. Let me.
I hope not, because I think TV's better when Michael Chiklis is getting work.
That was what, NBC?
Yeah, I think so.
Vegas. I'm looking it up here. Well, for one, I just put in Las Vegas NBC, and NBC is apparently developing a Johnny Carson miniseries. Go really? Figure. Yep, miniseries.
Really?
What?
He'll say really about 15 times, then his dad will horribly act while watching Randy Orton fake injure his son.
Actually, it was Vegas, right?
Yeah, Vegas.
Vegas was, let me just put Michael Chiklis. That might be a little bit easier. Let's see here. Michael Chiklis. TV. Filmography. There we go.
It is
Vegas canceled right here, canceled by CBS as of May of this year. So it lasted a season.
It got one season,
21 episodes.
Wow.
And you know, some of that was, it was hit or miss. I watched the first episode. I liked it. I didn't catch any of the others.
Again, though, it's hilarious. Look at every, like, going back to The Shield, every major TV show that has come out since that show has ended has had at least one cast member.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy has had pretty much all of them.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
The only major show that hasn't had a cast member, I think, might have been The Walking Dead.
Yeah, probably. Here's another one, Bad Teacher.
Oh, Christ.
TV show based off of Cameron Diaz's film, Bad Teacher, which I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to get canceled.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it'll get a season.
Believe, an unlikely relationship develops between a young girl with a gift and a man sprung from prison who has been tasked with protecting her from the evildoers who covet her power.
Canceled.
Think so?
I think so.
That's going to be on NBC. And then Betrayal.
Oh.
Betrayal. unhappily married female photographer begins a torrid affair with a lawyer.
Canceled.
Yep. That'll be going
that
down.
Will be can- that maybe won't even get a full season.
And then you have The Blacklist, which will be on NBC. This is with James Spader. He plays a...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw the commercial. That'll probably... Like, at the least, it'll get two seasons.
You think so?
It looks interesting.
It does look interesting. And I'm like, wow. James Spader is a bad guy. He plays a really good bad guy. He always has. But I'm really shocked that a lot of these movie stars are moving back to television. You know? And it, most of it is because it's work. It's work. Let's face it. The movie industry is going to go boom.
And let's face it. It's not considered as bad to be on TV than it used to be as a movie. Like, that used to basically be the end of your career, and it's kickstarted a few, like, it's restarted a few more careers.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary Sinise, he's been on CSI New York for years now, and it's still going. Yep. I mean, he's executive producer of it. You know, I think if he ever leaves the show, gone.
Oh, yeah.
That CSI spinoff will be gone. Ted Danson is on CSI. Best thing they could have done. Because when they brought, what's his name? Lawrence Fishburne in. Don't get me wrong, that one season was fine. But it just wasn't CSI. It was more about the doctor. It was more about his character than the team.
Well, because what that happens when you've got 12 incarnations.
Yes. You know, CSI Miami... I didn't like CSI Miami. I never did. Yeah, but there was one episode, and I remember it clearly. Caruso was looking like from two stories up onto wherever they were looking at some of the evidence on a table.
Oh shit!
And he picked out something so small, just from looking down through the window. And I'm like, how could you have seen that? And the people who are right there didn't. Like, no. No.
Because they're tarded.
They're t-
That's why. That is the
All right. I can agree with that. But that's when I'm like, you know what, CSI Miami? That'll be gone. And out of the three of them, which was the first to go, CSI Miami. Yeah, you know, it lasted a while, don't get me wrong, but eh.
Western Echo, Larry Fishburne, and then he puts some quotes, "I refuse to call him Lawrence," has found himself a home on TV as well.
Yeah, what show is that now? Brand new show.
Wasn't he in wasn't he called Larry Fishburne in the Nightmare on Elm Street movie?
Yep. Nightmare on Elm Street 4. He was Larry Fishburne.
No, 3.
Was it 3?
He was an orderly in the hospital.
Was it 3 or 4?
3.
Yes, you are right. You are right. I had to think. I'm like, wow, it's been so long since I've seen him. And I have them all downstairs.
He's been credited as... first, it was L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E.
Yep.
And
then Larry. Larry. He's Larry.
First it was Larry Fishburne 3.
Was it
Lawrence Fishburne 3? Then it was Larry Fishburne.
All right, I can see that.
Because apparently, because that's the thing with Hollywood is they don't like people having long names.
No,
they hate it. There's that story of how casting agencies try to get Leonardo DiCaprio
to change his name.
To change his screen name because they thought they were like, oh, change it to like Leonard something. And then he was like, no. Not going to do it. So I'm pretty sure someone's like, listen, Lawrence, just can you call yourself Larry?
Cool. Sure, why not? If it gets me a deal on a movie. Absolutely.
It'll get you more roles. Though they want to worry about their, try to change the last name too. And then he didn't budge on the last name, but just the first name.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, like, you know, Larry Fishburne, they might forget the E.
You never know.
When they're making the credits, because, you know, that can't be edited at all.
Damn Hollywood. And to think I want to go in it.
He started in 72. It wasn't until 93 that he was just Lawrence Fishburne with no three.
Ew.
Oh, here's a good one. We have a Chicago Fire spinoff.
Oh, great.
Chicago PD.
Oh, that's just...
Isn't that wonderful?
Fantastic. Because that... Oh, who's in this pile of shit?
Let's see here. We have... this is all on the Uniformed Cops and Intelligence Unit. Jason Begg, if I pronounce that right, and John Seda was star, along with Tanya Raimond, Scott Eastwood, Melissa Sage Miller, and Kelly Blatz.
Wow.
The new characters will be introduced in the final episodes of Chicago Fire's freshman season.
Oh, yeah. It shows here that two episodes of Chicago Fire will have the character.
Yep.
Yeah, Scott Eastwood. Wow.
Cold Justice from Law and Order. Sci-Fi is doing Cosworld.
Oh.
Yep.
Wait, COS meaning, like, as in cosplay?
Yep.
Oh, there's no way this is going to be a good show.
Well, the good thing is it's only six episodes.
Oh, it's like a mini.
It's a six episode docuseries. So, hey, you know what? It could work for the Comic-Cons and all of that.
No, you're right. It could. Let's face it. If they do what they should do and cater to the audience and just not one just fucking zit-faced ugly dude and just like, oh, look, all the cute chicks who dress in cosplay, that shit will get ratings.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They got the crazy ones.
Yeah, and
Robin Williams returns to TV.
Wait, what?
The Crazy Ones. That's an actual show, The Crazy Ones.
Oh, on what channel?
CBS. It's Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar. They play a father and daughter business partners for an advertising firm. Guess who decided to make this one?
Oh, no.
David E. Kelley is writing the pilot, and it is being executive produced by the Arrested Development team.
Bill D'Elia.
He's
also one of them.
And that's from Ally McBeal. So it's basically David E. Kelley's team with Arrested Development's team. So.
And it will flop.
Yeah, probably. And don't get me wrong, I got nothing against Robin Williams, but.
I'm sure there's local comics littered everywhere that have something against Robin Williams.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
But then again, some of them he's paid. Not all of them, I'm sure.
They got, let's see, Seth MacFarlane's dads.
Oh, that looks like utter dog shit.
And the first episode happened already. I didn't watch it. I should, just to see what's up. But it's got what's his name there? Seth Green and Giovanna Ribisi. So
Seth Green, because he's never...
He's in everything that...
Seth MacFarlane does. Yeah. He's never in anything that Seth MacFarlane does. What am I talking about?
No, not at all. Oh, you're going to love this one. NBC. Dracula. That's right.
By the way, I want to point out, Dads was panned by critics.
Really? Well, then again, Family Guy was, too.
Well, this is panned aggressively.
Oh.
0% on dislike. the consensus adds, a near total disaster. Dads makes the fatal mistake of believing its racist gags can lead an edgy edge to its aggressively predictable writing and unlikable characters. Wow.
That's bad.
Wow. And you know, idiots will probably watch this enough to get a full couple seasons.
Yeah.
Dracula show.
Yeah, Dracula is... it's inspired by Bram Stoker's novel.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a British-American limited season. What?
All right. American entrepreneur who wants to bring modern science to Victorian society, but his true plan to seek revenge on the people who ruined his life centuries earlier is thwarted when he falls hopelessly in love with a woman named Mina.
Oh, so they're right.
Who seems to be a reincarnation of his dead wife.
The guy playing Van Helsing in this played Dracula in the 2012 film Dracula 3D.
Oh, God, I remember that. That's that was so horrible.
And for those who don't know the guy who's playing Dracula, it's Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his real name is Jonathan Michael Francis O'Keefe, but again, like we said about Hollywood,
they change names.
They change names if they're too long and confusing. If you don't know what he was in, I'm trying to figure that out too, because.
Yeah.
Prozac Nation, which barely anyone cared about. Nothing. Mission Impossible 3. Gormley.
Yep, which was also J.J. Abrams.
Yep. He wasn't shit. He was the Tudors. That's what he was known for.
Tudors, and he was the star in the Tudors, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was King Henry.
He was the one. And you know, the Tudors didn't even last that long. But they ended it on a high note.
Jonathan Rhys Meyers, and then he goes, Dracula is going to suck.
Yeah, maybe just a little. Oh, here we go. We got a new Fox one. Enlisted.
Cornax about dads. I looked up an article to see who was quoted for the reviews. It was one from a special interest group for Asians, and the other was a reviewer from the Huffington Post. Well, I find dads to be offensive too, but not in the way they think. I find it offensive as someone who likes stuff that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I take great offense to that show.
Enlisted. This is another one. It's going to be on Fox. After being in combat for several years, Pete is posted at a military base in Florida to command his dysfunctional brothers.
I want to point out, when I watched trailers for upcoming shows on Fox,
mm-hmm.
this was one of the shows that I watched a trailer for. The trailer for this one was the only one that got laughs out of me.
Well, think about it. Military, older brother, younger brothers. It could work.
Yeah.
It would never happen, but it could work.
Yeah, it's the only one. The rest of the other shows stink on ice.
Yeah, yeah. The next one, I'm only going to do a few here. The Family Guide. The Family Guide.
Is that?
A son who idolizes his blind father and is bemused by his mother watches his family become closer post-divorce.
Here's how important that show is going to be. I did a Wikipedia search, and all the results that come up are Family Guy or Simpsons.
Pretty much. This is produced by Jason Bateman.
When we said the Tudors, Western Echo said more like the Duders.
Yeah. Yeah. James Vanderbeek will be coming back to television. Friends with Better Lives. That'll be on CBS.
Oh, boy.
A group of 30-something friends, including gynecologists Bobby and Will, and model Jules, each think the other has it better.
I'd rather get an anal exam from a gynecologist than watch that show.
It's produced by Friends producer Dana Klein, and executive produced by The Neighbors, Aaron Kaplan. So,
can we just have Damon Wayans and David Alan Greer dress up as the men on film and review these shows?
No. No.
Can we?
We have another cop drama, gang related, which will be on Fox. A gang member sent in to infiltrate the San Francisco Police Department and rise through its ranks must balance his obligations to his crime family with an increasing sense of loyalty to his new family, the San Francisco Police Department Gang Task Force. Departed? Anyone? Departed?
The Departed with Asians.
No. Well, yes, with Asians and Puerto Ricans.
Yes, Asians and Puerto Ricans.
Yes.
I want to point out that it's a show with the third highest billing going to RZA.
Yeah.
So that's going to tell you all you need to.
Pretty much. It's all you need to know.
And one of the guys is in Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah. Then you have the Goldbergs on ABC.
I always see ads about that on YouTube.
The multi-generational dysfunctional Wonder Years set in simpler times. Inspired by Adam F. Goldberg's own experience growing up in the 80s in a screwed up but loving family, including Wendy McLennan Covey, Jeff Garland, George Siegel, and Haley Orantia. Breaking In's Goldberg will write and executive produce. So yeah. Basically, it's about a producer's life growing up.
Which, though, actually, those shows end up usually, even if not critically, usually end up lasting.
Yes.
And, like, I did see a trailer for that, and that does look like one that, at the very least, rubes who make TV shows popular will end up liking.
Mm-hmm. Then you have Hostages. Hostages, which is, it's got Dylan McDermott. He's an FBI agent tasked with helping a family who's being held hostage. Collette. Toni Collette plays a surgeon who is recruited to operate on the president as an assignment that propels her family. Tate Donovan, Mavis Ward, and Quinn Shepherd into a grand political conspiracy. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. And then, of course, we have the one that I am waiting for, which comes out Tuesday, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
What? Oh, yeah. Coulson lives.
Coulson lives, damn it.
I've been as soon as they announced it, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for this show.
It's going to be fantastic.
It really is. And I think it's going to go for a really long time and tie into Avengers 2 and then Avengers 3 and all the other movies that they got coming out. If they do it the right way, it should tie in perfectly.
I think they'll do it the right way because it's Joss Whedon.
Yeah, and he is the head honcho for all the creative designs and ideas for Marvel right now for the Avengers.
Joss Whedon at this point can do no wrong.
He really can't. And don't get me wrong, I know people are going to say, "Oh, it's only Joss Whedon. You know, he's not the savior." No, he's not, but he's doing it right.
It's only Joss Whedon, the guy who's done Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
Angel,
Firefly,
Dollhouse,
The Avengers, Cabin in the Woods, Much Ado About Nothing, and now Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the second Avengers movie. No big.
Oh, Western Echo asked me if I've seen Hemlock Grove. No, I do have it on my queue list, though, so I will be watching it. I'll have to watch it, and we'll discuss it. Absolutely. Hemlock Grove, it is on my list of shows to watch. That and Orange is the New Black. I've seen one or two episodes of that. I got to watch the rest. I'm anxious to watch it. Right now, I'm just a little too busy.
You know what's weird is seeing, for Hemlock Grove, seeing this part. Executive producer Eli Roth.
Yeah, that is odd.
But it's got like Famke Janssen and Bill Skarsgård.
Well, I mean, come on, it's Famke Janssen. just saying. Just saying.
And like another one of the Skarsgårds is going to be on a TV show, and thus probably, you know, that whole family is like the Swedish Baldwins, except
the Swedish Baldwins.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
They like. Every
the Swedish Baldwins. Oh my god, that's great.
I'm level 6. I know Coulson died from the line of duty. Coulson walks from shadows. Welcome to level 7.
Damn right. I can't wait till he reveals how that happened.
You know a movie I haven't seen yet, and I really want to see it, and I think I probably will this week? Speaking of Eli Roth and things that he's connected to, Machete.
Oh yeah.
Machete Kills.
Yep. Oh, we got to go to a break. Oh, my God. It's 1 o'clock. We got to take a break.
I'll get into Machete.
We do have the fall movie preview. We've got lots of movies that are coming up, including remakes that I'm just going to bash. We also have the Dumbass of the Week coming up as well. You know what? We haven't done the stupid calendar in a little bit, so we'll do the stupid calendar right when we come back from break, and then we'll get into everything else. So, keep it locked in. You're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back. I promise.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's the Sully Show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, because do you ever, like, do, like, with,
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty, Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
You know Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Right.
Well, we had to do the whole, for Easter time, we did a play on, the stages of the cross and all that shit. I was Mary Magdalene. Nice. Oh, my God.
Paul, you must have had your hand up for a month waiting to play that part.
Does that just freaking make the most sense in the world for me now?
Tune into Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just $11.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God. What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not painful in that. Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. That's right, we're still here. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. We're still kicking myself and Punchier here. We're talking geek stuff today. It's like we're making up for the nerd hour. What was it? Brain Stew Nerd Hour? Oh, what happened? Your microphone's cutting out.
One music player.
Weird.
Word.
Totally. Kick ass. We're going over the Fallen television movie previews. That's right. You mentioned you wanted to see Machete Kills, right?
Yeah.
That's the sequel.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, it is.
And that should be coming out very shortly, actually.
It actually came out Friday, I think.
Oh, very nice.
And, like, it's one of those movies where it's not the greatest movie ever made, but mm-hmm. it's just a fun, fun grindhousey movie.
Yeah. You know, I like those movies because you just sit in there, you're like, hey, you know, this is actually pretty cool.
Like I said, like, my appreciation of just the exploitation and just foreign cinema as far as that type of ship movies are concerned.
Right.
Two Lucio Fulci shirts and a whole list of B movies.
Hmm. Well, this fall, we've got some. We got a lot of movies coming out, some of which are probably never even going to make it into the theater for at least longer than 2 weeks. But there's a lot of good stuff. And one of the reasons why I played Metallica is because they actually have a movie coming out. Metallica Through the Never. Have you seen the trailer for this?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God. It is interesting, to say the least.
It says IMAX 3D, but then expands on October 4th.
Yes, because the IMAX 3D is that's the initial release, and then October 4th is just your regular standard high def, you know, regular movie.
Oh, right.
Now, here's the thing with Through the Never. It's not like your regular concert movies that are out there.
Do you go wherever it may roam?
Yes, I do. And for whom the bell tolls.
Time Mar.
Mm-hmm. Carpe diem, baby. That's right. I know my Metallica. Well, here's the thing with this. This is about one of their roadies. And he gets sent out on a mission while, you know, they've got the concert going on. So he's got to go and run errands and stuff like that. Just like a roadie does in any band or, you know, act or whatever. They go out and they're the errand boys.
If Lars Ulrich wants seat pads to get his ass up because he's too short to look like a normal human being.
Yeah, he's got to go out and get them. Okay?
Exactly.
But it's basically taking their music and putting this side story around it. So everything that he's experiencing, certain songs that Metallica plays in their concert is going to be the background music for whatever this kid's experiencing. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh, great. It's going to be another concert movie. And I love Metallica. I always have. I've been a fan for them for years. And as soon as I saw this, I'm like, great, another concert movie. And then I saw the trailer. And I went, whoa. This is not going to be like your Glee in 3D or your freaking Justin Bieber bullshit. You know? The life story of Justin Bieber. Never say never.
Yay.
Ugh. Never say never. Bite me.
Yeah. I hate the fact that, like, there's bands that have been around for decades that don't get a movie in stupid
Justin Bieber's. You know what? If there's one band that deserves a movie about them, a documentary movie with a concert, the Rolling Stones.
They've gotten a few.
They do have a few, but not
Scorsese did one.
Yeah, but not a major theatrical release.
Actually, yeah, it was.
Because documentaries really do not survive in the theater. They don't.
No. The Scorsese one did get a theatrical release.
Yeah, because it was Scorsese, you know? Yeah. And he's been snubbed plenty of times for awards. Plenty of times, which sucks. You know, yeah, he's got his Oscar now, but he's still kind of getting snubbed. You know? But he's fallen into the same trap that most Oscar winners fall into. Not having good scripts or good movies. Which sucks.
Actually, he's...
He is a great director. I love his work. I love his style. I love his ingenuity on how he does things. You know, and from a director, because I know you can see when someone has the passion for film, because they have no problem taking that camera and just getting that shot that they want and creating it. It's awesome, you know. But the Stones, I mean, how old is the one with the Stones? That's old.
The Scorsese one, no, it was probably a year or so after The Departed.
Let me see here. Rolling Stones documentary.
You're probably better off looking up Martin Scorsese. Because between like between movies, when he like when he makes a new movie,
yeah,
he does like a documentary or some sort of other project,
right?
Like the one between Hugo and the next one was a World Film Cinema that's gonna project that's gonna be released on Criterion,
right?
But usually it's documentaries, so or Boardwalk Empire ones. But it was Shine a Light, which came out in 2008.
Docufilms. Okay, we've got Street Scenes, Italian American, The Last Waltz, American Boy, Personal Journey of Martin Scorsese Through American Movies, My Voyage to Italy, The Blues, No Direction Home, Bob Dylan, Shine a Light, Public Speaking, George Harrison, Living in the Material World.
Shine a Light was the Rolling Stones one.
Shine a Light?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Experience it in IMAX. It came out in April 2008. It was $1 million. It made $15 million, so not bad for a documentary, that's for sure.
For budget, budget, it made a lot. And his next actual movie is going to be The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, that looks great.
Yeah, it's going to be released in November.
Yep, that's on my list of things to talk about. Wolf of Wall Street, Hunger Games, that's all November. But this month, the end of the month, we only have a week left.
That's true.
We've got...
And I want to point out, speaking of movies, before I forget, What's Got Two Thumbs and just purchased a ticket to Riff Tracks Live, Night of the Living Dead, on October 24th?
This guy, Punchy. Right?
Yep.
Good for you!
Because A, Riff Tracks is amazing. B,
oh,
I've never seen Night of the Living Dead in the big screen. So
I have been trying to get the three of them to be on the show for an interview because I love Mystery Science Theater 3000. I'm trying to get Joel Hodgson on. I'm trying. It's like some of these people, they just don't want to be on an internet radio station, which sucks because we have the numbers. We have the proof. You would think, hey, these guys are fans. Come on the show. It'll be fun. We don't bite much.
Western Echo, because Machete Kills, he posted the Avellan twins.
Oh, well, yes.
Don't mind if we do.
Don't mind. Thank you. yeah, but the end of the month, just this month for movies, they're bringing The Wizard of Oz back out. Just... because
yeah I saw that
and that was this weekend. This is just this weekend. IP Man, The Final Fight, Plus One, Generation Iron, The Art of the Steel, Thanks for Sharing, Blue Caprice, which I will not see it. Blue Caprice, do you know what Blue Caprice is about?
I'd have to check, but
I can tell you real quick. It's about the DC sniper.
Oh, really?
Yep. And even I said back then, it's only a matter of time before somebody makes it a movie, but I will not see it. I'm sorry. I will not see a movie that would probably make this guy into some type of hero. I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
I mean, I would wait until... I'd wait until reviews of the movie come out.
Even that, it's probably not going to do very well.
Like, and with the plot, it says it's from the point of view of the two shooters, whose distorted father-son relationship facilitated their long and bloody journey across America.
Yeah.
So if they're describing it as distorted.
Exactly. It's distorted. They're going to make them look like heroes. Sorry, no. They're killers.
No, like, when they use distorted, I don't think they're going to make them look like heroes. What I think they're probably going to do is they're going to go with the kid's story, I think, which was he was
brainwashed. That's probably the angle they'll go with. They'll go with the brainwashed angle.
Yeah, for the kid. And then they'll, like, the John Muhammad will look like the bad one, you know. Which I believe was the defense of Lee Malvo.
Yes. Yes. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is coming out.
Yep. I actually saw a trailer for that. Those computer animated movies usually do very well.
Yeah, because they're for the kids. You know, they're for the kids. Now, don't get me wrong. It was different from the book. Making a sequel, you got to do what you got to do. And then there's Gravity. Gravity with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
Oh, yeah. That's the one like where you barely see the people because they're in space.
Uh-huh, because they're in space.
The movie either be amazing or shitty.
And that's the thing. You're like, you want to see it because they don't show anything.
Yeah, that's what I like. They're not ruining everything in the trailers.
Yep.
Which has been a problem with trailers nowadays.
We have another Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, because that's what we always need.
Of course. Ghost Team 1.
Like Ghost Team 1?
Yeah, Ghost Team 1. Roommates Brad and Sergio accidentally arouse the dead. They team up with a sexy amateur ghost hunter, Fernanda, to expose the evil inside their home.
Are you fucking serious?
That's what I just read. And then, of course, we have another remake. Carrie.
You know what? I actually, last year at New York Comic Con was at the panel for that.
Yeah, and how was it?
Actually, they only really showed, like, the teaser trailer, which, it shows that it goes more into the Stephen King novel version of the story.
Okay.
So it's more like the way that Bram Stoker's Dracula was, where it wasn't a remake of the Bela Lugosi Dracula, it was just another adaptation of the same source material.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were going for with this new Carrie. So it's not a remake of the original of the movie. It's a remake. It's another adaptation of the book.
Okay.
So
I should go in with an open mind.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, it's got Julianne Moore as the mother. Hit Girl plays Carrie.
Yep.
Judy Greer from Archer plays Miss Desjardins.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you got that. I mean, well, she's known for Archer, but she's also known for Arrested Development. Judy Greer as Kitty.
Okay. All right. I got you on that one. Let's see. Another one. You have Birth of the Living Dead. Now, as a filmmaker, I wouldn't want to see this because it's about how George Romero came up with Night of the Living Dead. And I would love to see.
Wait, is it a documentary?
It really doesn't say. It doesn't say if it's a documentary or not. It just says, in 1968, a young college dropout named George A. Romero directed Night of the Living Dead, a low-budget horror film that shocked the world, became an icon of the counterculture, and spawned a zombie industry worth billions of dollars that continues to this day. And it does.
Right? Yeah.
If it wasn't for him, most of these zombie movies that are out now, they have schools to learn how to be a zombie.
I mean, let's face it. Like I just said, I just bought a ticket for the Fathom Events Night of the Living Dead riff track.
Yeah. Birth of the Living Dead shows how Romero gathered an unlikely team of Pittsburghers, policemen, ironworkers, teachers, ad men, housewives, and roller rink owners to shoot a revolutionary guerrilla-style film that went on to become a cinematic landmark, offering a profound insight into how our society worked in a singular time in American history.
Yeah, this is a documentary. It's got Larry Fessenden, Mark Harris, Gail Ann Hurd, Elvis Mitchell, Samuel D. Pollard, George A. Romero, Chiz Schultz, and Jason Zinnemann as part of the cast, and they just played themselves.
So I would see that.
Yeah, I would.
Because I want to know. I mean, I know how they did it, but I want to hear it from him. Because that was such a great movie.
And Western Echo should go to that riff track scene on the 24th of October. I'm just saying. But
hopefully it's playing up near me. If it's playing up near me, I'll definitely go.
I think it's playing at all AMCs.
Well, yes and no, depending on where it is. Because I have one here two towns over. And the last one they did Starship Troopers. It wasn't playing here. It was playing in a town about 15, 20 minutes away from me. So I have to look just to see because Connecticut is so messed up. Another movie, Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Oh, great.
Yep. Oh, we have somebody might be joining us. Hold on a minute here.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, we might be.
What's the closest one to you? The closest AMC or theater?
Plainville.
All right, so we got Pawtucket.
Guess who we've got on the line?
Hi.
Guess who's in the chair?
Oh shit! I'm in the chair.
Not really. How you feeling, Marianne?
I've had better days.
Yeah, you sound a little under the weather. A little bit.
You know, the kids go back to school.
Those damn kids.
And they just bring home the damn germs.
They screw everything up on everybody.
They really do.
The nerve.
I feel like shit.
The nerve.
She sounds like Hammy when he's sick. I just can barely talk.
This is the first time since being on MLR that Marianne has joined our show.
Yay!
But when Marianne's sick, she doesn't destroy her esophagus with Hammy logic.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag burn it down to the ground.
Coffee and tea.
So we're going over the fall movie preview here.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we've been mentioning a lot of some pretty good movies so far.
Mm-hmm.
But we did mention Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
What the hell is that?
Well, Johnny Knoxville did a character named Bad Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And basically, he was just an old guy that went around messing with people throughout wherever they were. So now they're actually making a movie about it where he's bringing his grandson across country. Yeah. So still got the stunts.
I liked Jackass. I thought it was funny.
It was good. I'm a little surprised they're doing Bad Grandpa, but you know what? Johnny Knoxville will make millions off of it.
Oh yeah.
All the Jackass and Bam Margera fans are going to go see the movie.
Absolutely. Then we have
Hammy, meaning. Hammy won't see American classics or classics of cinema in general. He'll go see Bad Grandpa.
Yeah, probably. Without a doubt. Then we have Left Behind. Nicolas Cage, Chad Michael Murray, and Ashley Tisdale.
I already don't want to see this movie.
The disaster movie focuses on a group of survivors during the first few hours after the rapture.
Oh, no.
Yep. Uh-huh. Marianne, would you see that?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't think anyone would.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Actually, that's not until 2014, I don't think.
No. November 2013.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Left Behind.
There's no release date for it, but November 2013.
Yeah, there's no release date, but it's being listed as 2014, so I'm guessing
they might have pushed it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Wow.
Then we got Ender's Game, which Ender's Game, based off the novel. Thor 2.
I will be seeing.
The Dark World. Everybody's going to see that.
Yeah, everybody's mother's going to see
Why
that.
Aren't you going to see that, Marianne?
Because it sounds gay.
She's probably the only female I know that does not drool over Chris Hemsworth.
Meh. What can I tell you? I don't know.
Meh.
She's saying that now to commit calling it gay.
Meh.
I'm not into all those comic queer stuff. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not into that stuff. I don't know.
It's all right. We still love you.
Hey, there's a movie coming out in November about a guy who has bushy eyebrows and lies a lot. It's called Sal.
Whoops. Did we say that? I don't think so. Here you go. I've been waiting for this movie forever. Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas.
Oh, my God. I'm so seeing it. I haven't missed one of Tyler Perry's movies yet.
He dresses like a black old lady and just he's sassy.
Wait a minute. Here's the best part. It's coming out the same day as The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. Oh, no. Oh yeah.
What's a Hobbit?
he's a halfling. Got a little what? Big. He's a halfling. Little
a
big.
Halfling, so
little big feet.
Ian.
Little big feet.
Oh, I love Ian. He's so
he's
cute.
A great guy. He is short.
He's not short. He's my height.
But you're short.
No, yeah. I'm just perfect.
Okay. All right. You know what? Good things come in small packages. How about
Thank
that?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right.
You skipped over the Wolf of Wall Street, though.
I did skip over the Wolf of Wall Street, but we were already mentioning that.
Good point.
What was that, Marion?
I'm good for people to rest their beer on my head.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, and another remake in November. Old Boy.
Old Boy. Oh, man. Really?
But
Josh Brolin?
Yeah, they do port over the Hammer scene.
Josh Brolin, Elizabeth Olsen, Charlton Copley, Samuel L. Jackson. Well, we got to see it now. It's got Sammy Boy.
Yeah, but it's also got Charlito Copley from District 9.
Okay.
Vickies.
Let's see. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I really hope that's not shitty.
Yeah, I have no idea. Let's see. Foxcatcher. What does the fox say? I hate that fucking song.
Oh my god, I love it. I get it out of my head every time.
When I first sent it to Marie for Dutch and Royce, I'm like, have fun. Because otherwise I will. It's so ludicrous, it's great, but I still hate the song.
Western Echo, good things come in small packages. She never said that.
And I never will.
No. Then there's a movie called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Ooh.
It's a Ben Stiller movie.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Follows a daydreamer who escapes his anonymous life by disappearing into a world of fantasies filled with heroism, romance, and action. When his job, along with that of his coworker, are threatened, Walter takes action in the real world, embarking on a global journey that turns into an adventure more extraordinary than anything he could have ever imagined.
And by the way, sixth billing on that is Sean Penn.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Did I miss that one?
On that movie, one of the sixth billed person on there is Sean Penn.
Ben Stiller, Adam Scott, Kristen Wiig, Patton Oswalt, Shirley MacLaine, Catherine Hahn, and Sean Penn. Wow. Wow. This is a remake from the 1947 film of the same name.
Which explains why Sean Penn decided to go in on it.
I mean, what? See, what?
Pretty sure he can probably sign on to better projects.
Yeah.
And leading roles.
Ooh, here's a good one. Walking with Dinosaurs. Come on.
A.K.A. Jurassic Park 4.
Everybody wants to walk with dinosaurs.
I think we all do.
M, wouldn't you want to walk with dinosaurs?
Some say I already had.
I think it would be quite fantastic.
And Dennis is starting to get mad. The Giants are down 7-0 to the Panthers.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Poor Dennis.
Marianne, what's your take on football?
I like to watch it.
Oh, okay, good.
She's a Pats fan.
She's very quiet today.
She's also sick.
Yeah.
I know, this is terrible. My ears hurt, my throat hurts.
Sinus infection?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's just a virus.
Those damn viruses, you know?
Which is an XM channel. Oh, wait.
Well, it was.
It was.
It was
beat me up.
I'm so glad I don't get sick. I really am. My
why not?
My metabolism is
not on wood.
You know what? I could do that all I want. Christy gets sick all the time. My family members get sick all the time. I don't. When I was growing up, I was a carrier for strep. My brother and sister always got strep throat. Not me.
Oh, you were the one.
I was the one. I was the cause of it all. Mwahaha. We lost Punchy.
What happened?
I think he just lost his connection. That's all.
Was he on Skype? Because I didn't see his picture on Skype.
Yes, he's on Skype.
Really?
Yes. I just tried calling him and it wouldn't go through. Let's try again. We lost Punchy. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yeah, I very rarely get like so sick that like I can't go to work.
Really?
Very rarely. I usually just go, but this is like, this morning when I woke up, I felt so bad that I said, all right, I got to go to work.
Right.
I put my uniform on and within 5 minutes, I was like, you know, that cold sweat.
Oh, yes.
My uniform.
Ew.
And I'm like, I can't go to work like this. Ew. And plus, I work with a lot of elderly.
Yeah, and you can't. And for your profession, you can't go in sick.
No.
Because if they catch something,
I could kill them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so that's why I can barely swallow. It just, it's horrible.
Pulling the woe is me card.
No, I'll survive.
I will survive.
By tomorrow, I'll be just peachy. I know it.
I think so.
Yeah.
So now, what's going on? You're going to be bigger and better things, I hear, right?
I'm hoping so.
Excellent.
I'm now working two jobs.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, right? As I roll my eyes.
Dun, dun, dun.
And one of them is like what's called per diem. Some people don't know what per diem is. It's as needed.
Yep.
What's a Nubian?
To roll.
What's a Nubian?
Punchy.
So my computer network adapter shit out again. So awesome. Yay.
I think you need to get a new one.
Oh, I'm eventually going to.
I think you need to get a new one.
One that's not a shitty Lenovo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have last tax time, but then I got a lot less than I thought I was, so I had to nix that.
See, I got a Linksys. I love my Linksys. I've never had any problems with it. My old one crapped out on me because it was just old.
Computer or router?
Router.
Oh, no, no, no. My problem's the computer.
Oh. Take a hammer to it. Usually works. Usually works.
New one, and then take a magnet to my current one.
All right. Makes sense.
Western Echo, I can barely swallow things you don't often hear from Marianne. he also said, just saw a dad's commercial on Fox. Who watches this?
Apparently people did. And
I didn't hear about it until there was some controversy, I guess, over it.
Well, because it's... Here's my understanding of this show. It's Family Guy in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really all it is. It's Family Guy in real life.
And Seth MacFarlane is learning the hard way. You can get away with that kind of stuff if you're a cartoon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's real people acting everything out on screen, people are going to get offended a lot more than a cartoon. Because, it's just a cartoon. Simpsons have been doing it for years.
South Park has been making it there, like making money from that fact for years.
Simpsons did it.
So it's basically acceptable when you have, you know, a chin that looks like testicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In real life, no bueno.
No bueno. No bueno.
When it's drawn by an animation crew, bueno. When it's a real prop, no bueno.
No bueno. No. No. No, doggy go outside.
Yeah, he probably can't do the Spanish maid now. And he's going to get in trouble for that.
Oh, he sure can.
Oh, he already does.
There you go.
That's right. She really looked at the guy's face. Looks like Rocky Dennis. Ah, that's great writing. Right,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
It's like dog shit. Like, and he's not going to get away with a lot of the shit that he pulls in Family Guy because, again, it's not animated. So,
right.
It some things don't translate well from animation to.
To what?
To live action.
No, and that's, you know, and don't get me wrong. And I am the first person that'll say, you know what? Go for it.
Just trying to do my show, guys. Oh,
you know, just go for it because that's the only way you're going to learn from the experience, you know?
Just do it.
Yeah, and Ted, people love Ted, but it was a movie. It's more acceptable. It's rated R. But on network television, not so much. People get all up in arms over everything.
You but know? Then again, Ted was a little teddy bear, too.
Yeah, Ted was a little teddy bear, but also the fact that, I mean, the fact that it's a movie, so they can kind of control who sees it and who doesn't.
Right.
They can give it the R rating and then thus, oh, look, well, we've already told you guys that it's going to be probably offensive.
Yeah, yeah, we were honest.
And
we told you.
Holy shit, Green Bay is down 14-0.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wait, did you guys do a bet this week?
No. I'm a 49ers fan.
So. I know, but did you guys do a bet this week?
No bet this week.
Boo.
Colts fans on the station.
Boo. No bets. Boo.
I actually don't think there's any Bengals fans in the station either.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Em, who do you like?
I like the... They made it back in the 80s, 90s.
The what? You cut out.
So I like the Bengals. They made good music back in the 80s.
Now, remember, Sully, she's from Boston, so take a wild guess as to which...
No, I don't think it's... I don't think it's the Patriots, right?
Nah.
Oh, who's your favorite team now, then?
Oh, my God. Of course it's the Patriots.
Patriots suck. This is who she likes. This is Marianne's favorite right here.
Bengals.
I can see her right now. Even though she's not feeling well, she's ready to walk like an Egyptian.
I'm bopping my head.
See? I would show it, but she doesn't have a webcam.
You don't want to see me today anyways.
Woof. Woof. But this is her favorite. See? Bengals fan. 80s music was so awesome.
Yeah.
60s and 70s were great.
Mm-hmm.
80s was awesome. 90s, depending on the band, okay. The crap we got now, whatever.
90s was so better for like heavier music than it was for like regular rock. Like regular rock and pop, it wasn't as good as like the previous decades.
Yeah. All right, we got to do this.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbass. You dumbasses.
That's right.
300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
That's right. It's time for the dumbass of the week. If you have a dumbass for us, send us an article or a video to dumbass at thesullyshowonline.com. See, if you're watching on Ustream, it's right there, right on the bottom of the screen here. See, dumbass of the week, morelikeradio.com, dumbass at thesullyshowonline.com. It's real simple, real easy to do. This one comes from South Carolina.
South Kakalaki is what some people
South
call it.
Yeah, there you go. South Kakalaki. Now, Marianne, this is your first dumbass of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's your first time being on the show, because you're home. Because you're usually working during our show. It makes me a little grumpy.
She's a dumbass of the week noob.
Hopefully soon enough, I won't be working weekends anymore.
Oh, shit.
This article comes from the Huffington Post, because let's face it, they have a wonderful supply of dumbass stories.
You know what they don't have?
What don't they have?
A sense of humor.
Which one?
A sense of humor is what they don't have.
Yeah, they really don't, do they? They all bitch and complain. It's like,
Yes, Fabergé.
Just trying to do my show, guys. Just trying to do my show, guys.
You know, just
So, this one... This one's interesting. This is someone tried to pay a hooker with a roll of quarters.
Hooker.
A hooker, not hook-uh. Hooker.
No, hooker is how people from New York say it.
No, we don't.
I know. I'm just.
I'm from New York. No, we don't.
I'm doing stereotypes now.
I know, and that's not how we do it. Oh, look, a stupid ad's going to play, of course, because why?
Because you can't jot on a piece of paper and post it online without some stupid advertisement being there.
Right. Right. Because, God forbid, they already make money. So, here's this.
If you feel bad about using coins for certain purchases, wait till you hear about this story.
This is going to be a good one.
Oh, no.
I hate when they do that. I hate it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I lose all faith in anybody who's a journalist when they do shit like that. And they all do it. The only ones who don't do it are the British. They tell it like it is. And yet we're in this freaking country and they screw everything up with those stupid guns. Oh, it pisses me off.
A South Carolina man has been arrested after admitting to police that he paid for a prostitute with quarters. According to Greenwood Police, officers noticed an SUV driving very slowly and making numerous turns.
I need to show Punchy right now because he just almost fell backwards in his chair.
He paid for a hooker with change. Holy shit, that's amazing. Do they at least have a picture of the hooker? Because either, like, it's a hilarious prank on a fugly hooker, or it's just the dude's trolling.
Yeah, let me see if I can, I'll see if I can pull it up here. Let me see here. Let me switch to my presenter mode here. And let me see if I can zoom in. There they are. If you're watching on Ustream, you can see them. And I'll post the link in the chat room for all those that are still with us. And you can check it out for yourself. So it's in the chat room right there. And there they are. There's the guy who paid with the quarters and the hooker. Larry Cullum, 63, and Rhonda Kelly. Yeah. Let's go on here.
Cops also noticed that there was a known prostitute in the passenger seat. Officers stopped the SUV and talked to 63-year-old Larry Cullum, who was operating the vehicle. He claimed that he was only giving his lady friend a ride home. However, when police probed further, Cullum eventually gave in and admitted he paid the woman for sex with a roll of quarters, the total value being $10.
That's a cheap date.
That's like cheaper than tickets to a movie. Holy shit.
Even Punchy could afford that.
Oh. Oh, snap.
Oh, oh, shit.
She didn't.
She went. Oh, snap, man. She went right for you. She went right for you, man.
Come at me, brah.
Punchy's one of my favorite people in the world.
Well, I would hope so. You know, Punchy's a nice guy. He's been helping me out with the show since JT's trying to come back.
Where are all your people today?
Dean Greg are at lunch with the family. Adam is nowhere in sight. He sent me that around 10 o'clock. And JT's still working. So he's working on getting a new schedule, and hopefully he'll be back soon. He already misses the show. He says, howdy. I had to say it like him.
Too.
I miss JT. He's my buddy. He's my buddy. So let's finish this up because there's only a couple more seconds left.
Police located the $10 roll of coins on the woman, but she denied accepting the money for sex. Cops weren't buying it. Cullum was charged with solicitation of prostitution, while the female, 41-year-old Rhonda Kelly, was charged with prostitution. According to the arresting officer, Cullum stated that he made a serious error in judgment.
No shit!
Oh. What, paying for a prostitute with a roll of quarters?
You want to go to the arcade afterward?
What town was this? Oh, wrong again.
This was Greenwood, South Carolina.
All right, I found the mugshots.
But my question is, did they let her keep the quarters?
Let's find out.
All right.
It's a roll of quarters.
As for Kelly, she was arrested in March of this year and charged with solicitation of prostitution after another man reportedly gave her his wedding ring to pawn for sex.
Now, are those the most...
Oh, what is wrong with people?
Oh my god, that was great.
Is that the mugshot, by the way?
Yeah, that's the mugshot. For those on Ustream, you can see it right in the center of the screen here.
And I've got, and I think I found the mugshot of her and the guy who pawned his wedding ring.
No way. Post that in the chat room. I will throw that up on Ustream. Let's finish this. We got a couple more seconds. Oh, there you go. It's done. Even better. Pawned her freaking wedding ring.
And you know it's her because she's got the same crooked nose in both pictures.
Oh, man. What is wrong with people?
I mean, listen, I get that being worth a roll of $10 worth of quarters, but a wedding ring?
But what?
Well, then again, the guy, you know, is a little darker, so maybe it costs more. You know.
I have a box of super-sized purple Sharpies. Oh, and they're penis-shaped. Mm.
I don't...
What's that from again?
Well, that was D. When we first came on the station... I found out that Marianne has her little problem with Sharpie markers.
I call it a love, but you can call it a problem.
But you know what? At least you admit that you have it.
They have glow-in-the-dark ones now.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know when Marianne's feeling better when the Boston accent goes completely away when she talks on radio?
Yeah.
Like, she called in, she was sick, and she sounded much more Boston. But now, like, she sounds a lot less Boston.
But now she's having fun.
Yeah.
Having
he
fun.
He got me
using
real good.
Oh, wait. I haven't played this in a while.
You know? Jay, I want to suck your cock.
So how many gay Hammy sound clips do we have at this point?
I have one.
Can I play one that I have of Hammy, which is freaking hilarious?
Absolutely.
Right. Jesus Christ, that guy's audio quality fucking stinks.
And there's another one I have, but it's very loud.
Okay, go for it.
All right.
Then fucking leave already! Leave, MLR! I don't give a shit! Fuck you!
Hammy does not have an anger problem.
No, not at all.
He also doesn't have a keep himself from saying embarrassing shit on air button to him either.
By the way, that was our dumbass of the week. If you have one, send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
Like, I remember during the One Brain Stew a couple weeks ago, Weston Echo was in studio, and Kevin, that one, it was the shit show. And first, Hammy, like, they were talking about what kind of gay person everyone would be, and Hammy calls himself the twink.
The twink?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then Western Echo immediately, to quote Hammy, says the same thing. So you've got both Hammy and Dennis saying that they're the twink.
Oh, man.
Notice how I worded that so as to not
be spliced up. And
yeah,
you did it. You did it nice. You did it good. Not going to lie. Because I could probably twist it, but no.
It couldn't be twisted.
Oh, I could twist it.
Sound super is Marianne just doing that. I don't know. It's two weird weeks, because I don't know.
2 weeks ago, I was on Daytime Divas, and we were talking about Breaking Bad and... What else were we talking about? Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of... And out of nowhere, she just... did that.
I was talking about the bodyguard and how he was like, you're not going to get anything out of me. I'm not telling you anything. And then the next thing you know, he was like...
See?
He was babbling.
So I told her I wanted that.
And boom, right after the show, here you go.
Here you go. And I went... Yay! I'm doing my highlights at the same time. Man pays for sex with quarters. That was freaking awesome. We've had some doozies, but damn. It's 1:54.
1:54, open this bitch.
Got a few minutes left, and I got... Ooh, I do have something to talk about. One quick thing. Not. Hey, have you guys heard the voicemail accident? Take a listen.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So,
now, before we go further, this is a couple of years old, okay? He left the voicemail because he was late for work. Okay? Makes sense? Responsible? No problem. Okay? Let's go on.
Whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close.
So far, so good, right? Not bad, but it gets better.
So good.
It gets better.
Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over their window. She's rolling down the window.
This is good. Trust me.
Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his face, and he's on his knee. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too.
Do you think this is real?
Yes.
You think it's real? Marianne thinks it's real. What about you, Punchy?
I mean, I would guess real, but wouldn't be surprised if it was fake at the same time.
Let's go on.
There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking it, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman she's hitting him like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it in his side. Oh, there's another one. It's a little woman. Looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this huge big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place.
Now,
what the hell is he talking about?
I think some guy hit the car with four old women and then the other...
The four women are now beating on the guy. I will tell you this. This is an actual voicemail. It was from an employee who was late to a meeting for Jack in the Box. You know, a lot of the higher-ups.
Oh, no.
Okay. So this is a real voicemail. And this happened in 2005. Is the accident real? Nobody knows. I was up for an hour and a half last night after I got off of work trying to find an article on this. Snopes says it's undetermined if the accident was real or not. But this is a real voicemail, and they did get in touch with the guy, and he claims that it was a real car accident. But it gets better.
Her Bible fell. She just hit him in there with a Bible.
That's ridiculous.
Hit him in the head with a Bible.
Like, that's where I start to not believe this story.
Exactly. And that's where you got to go, okay, is it real or not? But you don't know.
That's when you start calling bullshit.
You don't know if it's real or not. It's simple as that. But it was pretty cool. The rest of the audio, I'll put it in the chat room for anybody who wants it. I'll also post it on the Sully Show page on Facebook so you can check it out. It's pretty freaking hysterical with what... Just him laughing. It's awesome. Marianne, since you're my first guest, guess what you get to do?
I don't know.
You get to plug your shows.
Oh, yay!
Yay! So go for it.
Okay. We do myself, Kitty, and Dark Fox, which I like to call him Dak Fox, Monday nights at 10 p.m. is Less Than Love Radio. And then Thursday mornings at 8 a.m., it's Daytime Divas with me, myself, and Kitty.
That's right.
Yay!
And now, Punchy, I gotta switch to you. Hold on. Punchy, go for it.
All right. So, Range to Radio, Fridays, 8 till Nerd Hour, Nerd Hour until 1, and then let's face, turn up for like radio. Chances are you'll hear my voice.
Except for Daytime Divas.
Oh, yeah, because I'm usually, that's too early for me to listen to live.
Oh, you've been banned off our show.
Yeah, you're banned off it. You're not allowed. You've been cock blocked. Just saying. You can also join me anytime on Facebook or Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheSullyShow or at The Sully Show on Twitter. And if you don't believe me, it's right below me, right here on the screen for Ustream and YouTube and all that other good stuff. So please, by all means, help us out. Join us. It'll be wonderful. We talk to everybody. We have fun. We're here live every Sunday, noon to 2. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
And screw all my co-hosts because they did not come on the show.